Soft, Sweet and Gentle. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1. 1860. Lady Georgina Lang walked into the study and saw a pile of letters on her father's writing table that she knew she would have to answer. She had just come from his funeral that had taken place very quietly in the village church, which was actually on the Earl's estate. It was still hard to realise that her father, who had meant so much in her life, was dead. She would never ride over the fields with him again, or hear him giving her sharp orders that she must obey. It seemed extraordinary that she was now alone in her home, and she really had no idea what her future would be. Her father had filled her life to such an extent that she could not imagine how she would manage without him. The 10th Earl of Langfield had always been a law unto himself, and he had never expected anyone to disobey his orders or in any way to contradict them. He was a very good-looking man, tall and almost regal in his attitude to life. He had longed, as other men had done before him, for an heir to his title, his castle, and his huge estate. He had married, in the most perfect manner, the daughter of a duke. As he was so rich and important, and she was very beautiful, it had seemed on the surface a perfect marriage, not only from the social point of view, but because they might have been made for each other. The Earl's title dated back to Cromwellian times, although early Langfields had distinguished themselves in battles both on land and sea. One of the most prized possessions in Langfield Castle was the family tree. It had been kept up to date year by year, since it was first started soon after William the Conqueror and his wife were crowned King and Queen of England.